Hello and welcome to the Butterfly Soul Life Coaching School podcast. I'm your host, Gemma, Manifestation Coach, and I'm going to be talking about kind of an assortment of things in this podcast, but the main thing that I want to go over with you all is what it really takes to manifest and how to really simplify manifestation by knowing what is actually needed to manifest. So what you really need to manifest is to be clear in your knowing that you are the source. You are God experiencing a human existence, experiencing a world, but who you are at your deepest level, at your core, and who you are now, you know, not just at your deepest level, but now, like this moment, you are God. Thinking, you're God thinking, and then you are God thinking and perceiving your body. Then you're God thinking, perceiving your body, and then perceiving the outer world, right? But it's all still God. It's all still the substance of God. There's no separation in God. God is one. God is unity. God is non-duality. And it is you. You can never, ever be separate from God. Because you are God. But if you're hearing this and you're like not used to thinking about God that way, it may still feel like God is something above you, outside of you, separate from you. And that's just a habit of thought. That's your thoughts creating that reality. Because here's the thing about God, is God says yes to whatever you think, right? God said, let there be light. Instantly there was light, instant manifestation. So God says yes. God is just unconditional love, unconditional presence of yes. So whatever you're thinking, God will say yes to it. So if you say I'm not God, God says yes. You say God is something outside of me, God says yes. But if you want to be more powerful and you want to manifest instantly your reality and create your reality the way you want it to be deliberately, then know that who you truly are is God, is the source, is pure awareness of your thoughts, right? You're aware of your thoughts. And you can test all of this through your direct experience. You can watch your experience and get down to the root of what's really happening in your experience is thoughts are appearing and there's something that is unchanging that is aware of those thoughts, right? There's something that's unchanging that has watched you grow up from the time you were a baby to the being an adult now. There's something that was never changed about you. It was always here, always there. This is it. This present moment right here, right now, this is God. And your body has changed and you've watched it changed. And you've been thinking this whole time for so many years. You've been having thoughts going through your mind. So many thoughts. Why so many thoughts? Who is thinking, right? You are God thinking. You're God thinking. Now, the other humans may have told you stories about who you are and everything, but you should test that because they don't know your direct experience with God. You have a direct connection to the source, to God right here, right now. And that's yours. It's personal. It's only yours. You have a direct connection to God. And no one and nothing outside of you can tell you what that is. Right? You have a direct experience with God. So to manifest now to you, to create your reality deliberately, it really only takes a few thoughts. One thought even at times, just one thought can create a manifestation because a thought is a manifestation of God, right? God said, let there be light. That's the thought. And then there was light. So you are doing the same thing. It's just you're not focused on that. You're putting your focus in the physical world. So it's like you're going out too far. You're like overlooking your greatest power. You're overlooking your connection to manifesting. And you're just living in what's already out there. And that means you're thinking about what's already manifested more than you're thinking about creating something brand new and fresh in the moment. So I want you to actually practice more creating something brand new, fresh in the moment from your pure thought, that you don't have to take anything with you into the next moment. This moment is brand new and fresh, and you can place any thought on it and it will manifest if you're connected to God. If you're in a pure connection with God, and in order to get to, right, how do you get to that pure place with God, that pure connection with your source? I think it takes meditation. I think it takes yoga. I think it takes being in nature. I think it takes, you know, self-care, taking care of yourself and clearing out the thoughts. I think it takes talk therapy. I think it takes Jungian analysis. I think it takes all of these things at times. We all have different things that we need to clear the space in our psyche to make more space for God, right? There's all kinds of ways you can connect more with your source, with God. Worship, right? Some people go to church and sing. Some people talk about the Bible, right? They're studying the Bible. All kinds of people have all different kinds of ways of connecting with God in their own way. And that's all good. Everyone has their own path. So you have to find what works for you. And what you can do is just ask your higher self. Just ask God. Ask God, what's the best way I can connect with God today? Right? Asking yourself and being open to receiving those answers, because God's always listening. God's always listening to you. Your higher self is always listening to you. There's always this more expansive aspect of ourself. There's the connection to the unified field, this connection to infinity, eternal being that's always listening to your thoughts. So it will give you answers if you allow it to. And if you're thinking, right, because your thoughts create, if you're thinking, oh, if I ask this to God, God will give me an answer, then God will give you an answer because you're God thinking. So it is that simple. If you want to manifest something, you just have to think it into place, because your thoughts are holding your reality in place. Your thoughts hold your reality in place. Something really kind of trippy has been happening more often in my reality lately. You know, as a manifestation coach, I'm always studying manifestation and learning about it more deeply and applying it to my life through trial and error and teaching my clients what I know. And through all of that, you know, I'm always deepening my awareness of how things manifest. And something that's been happening lately is this awareness of that there's actually no time. That time is just something we think about, and therefore we keep it a reality. But there's not actually a continuum of time. And I've been having felt experiences of this lately, and it's been really trippy, because I'll realize that I manifested something, and there's no way that it could have happened. Let's see, let me try and think of an example so it makes more sense. There's, for example, I will open an email and the email will have some kind of information that I have been manifesting. And the email was sent, you know, 12 hours before, but because I was in the state at the moment of thinking of this manifestation being fulfilled, and then somehow I opened my email, right? And this has been happening lately where I don't even remember the impulse to go open my email. I don't even remember doing it. It's like all of a sudden, because I'm thinking those thoughts of what I want and what I'm creating, it's like it happens automatically where I'm just all of a sudden on my phone opening my email. And I'm like, wait, how did I even get to this app? I don't even remember opening this app. It's really trippy. And then I'll open the email and by the way, you know what that is? That's inspired action. You never have to force inspired action. You just like, your body is just in motion, geared in motion to take that action. You can't even help yourself because it's a part of the bridge of your manifestation, right? So you set the manifestation in place and then you're walking along the path to the manifestation. You can't help yourself but not keep walking forward because it's where you want to go. So that your desires are always being fulfilled. So anyways, I'll open the email and I'm like, I don't even remember, you know, how I got to this. But here it is. It manifested in front of my face because I was just thinking about it. Yet the person had sent the email 12 hours ago, and for some reason I didn't check it until I got in the right mindset, right, to manifest this reality. So it's like time doesn't actually exist. I have no proof that that person actually sent that email 12 hours ago, right? In my reality, I only have proof of what I'm thinking and imagining. I only have proof of what I'm doing. I can imagine that that person sent that email 12 hours ago. And that's what it says, right? But I have no actual proof. And I can ask them, but still, I have no direct experience of it. My direct experience is that of I was thinking of this manifestation, and then all of a sudden, in my direct experience, I have the email. Yet the email was sent 12 hours ago. So this in a way is like proving that there's no time. There's no actual time and there's no actual continuum. There's only your reality and what you're perceiving and thinking and imagining in your reality. That's all you have actual proof of. You can imagine a world. You can imagine other people. You can imagine all these things, but you're God. You're actually just God. You're God thinking, you're God imagining. If you imagine a world, there will be a world. God said, let there be light, there's light. That's what's actually happening, right? So stay as God, stay as God, stay with what you know, stay with your direct experience and create from there, because that's where you have the most power. But if you think you have to go out into the world to create something, you're still God going out into the world, believing that you're separate from God. Going out into the world, you have to create something. So it's still all good, like you're always going to be a manifester. But if you know and if you're conscious of how things are manifesting, it's going to be a much smoother life experience. So things appear now. Things always appear now based on what you're thinking now. That's the point. That's the point, is that there's no time, because things appear now based on what you're thinking about now. It's all about now. Now is the eternal moment of what is, right? And you can create any thought you want on this present moment of now, and it will be done for you. So there you go. That's our podcast for the day. Hope you enjoyed it. And I'll see you in the next episode. Namaste.